Miami Club Rum has been on the market for only 7 months, but owner Matt Malone has a long history of rum making.
My kids are the sixth generation in rum producing, so I wanted to restart the tradition. I acquired some assets in Puerto Rico. We have the original recipe books and the notes and things like that, and I started this project.
The new Florida legislation restricts each customer to 2 bottles of spirits from a distillery per year. So Miami Club Rum will still be making most of its profits from its distributor. But there are a lot of branding opportunities.
We're doing tours here. We're going to have tastings. We'll be able to sell a distillery-only bottle that's a memento, really more than our typical bottle, so that we can build brand loyalty.
Inside the distillery, music plays 24/7 and is an integral part of the aging process.
We utilize music as a sonic kind of tool to vibrate the wood inside these tanks. And as you can hear in the background, each aging tank has a vintage Bose 901 speaker set up against it to play classic music.
Along with fun music, Malone has named the equipment. There's Jaja, there's Margaret, there's Greta, and then sitting at the front, there's the still named Sugar Lips. I'm Gabriella Watts in Miami.